passionate about senior issues, particularly disadvantaged seniors.
We need to build on what we've already established, because there are a lot of services and there's a lot of people that are concerned and committed.
We have to be proactive in reaching out to these people. And the hardest part is finding them.
Kirkland Senior Council was appointed by the City Council in 2002. The Senior Council's mission is to maintain and improve the quality of life for Kirkland residents age 50 and older by identifying their concerns, advocating for their needs, and creating programs that advance their well-being. The City of Kirkland has long recognized the value and contributions seniors bring to our community and would like to sustain ongoing efforts to better understand and address their needs.
Kirkland is the first city in the state to have a senior council created by the city council and reporting to it. We're pleased to have the role of being the eyes and ears and voice of the 50-plus population for the city council. We're looking at all aspects of life for people 50 and older. We're looking at preventive medicine, transit opportunities, affordable housing. We're even looking at improved social life. There isn't anything that we're not interested in when it comes to helping people 50 and older in our community.
Art Musman joined the Senior Council to advocate for senior volunteerism. Art helped the Senior Council establish a relationship with the three largest users of volunteers in the Kirkland community: Evergreen Hospital, the City of Kirkland, and the Lake Washington School District. He posted an updated bulletin board at the Senior Center of available volunteer opportunities and also set up a volunteer booth at the Baby Boomers and Beyond Healthy Living Expo. Art is exploring ways to reach out to seniors who do not go to the Senior Center. Art is also a Senior Council representative on the Totem Lake Action Team, a group working for the overall improvement of Totem Lake.
My job as a Senior Council representative is to represent the seniors and make sure that what is being done is A, senior friendly, and B, will encourage the seniors to participate in the community.
One senior-related issue Art is examining on the Totem Lake Action Team involves a hill that goes from Evergreen Hospital to the Totem Lake Mall. This hill is long and steep, and according to Art, is more challenging than walking up five flights of stairs, especially for seniors. Along with Art's help, the team proposed a solution. The developers of the Totem Lake Mall are considering building a sky bridge that will extend from a parking garage at the mall to what will soon be a new transit center right above the parking garage.
That would be a benefit to everybody, the seniors, the shopping center, and the hospital people and the metro people.
Art also sits on a subcommittee that decides how the Totem Lake Action Team will spend some of the $50,000 available from the city to the neighborhood association. The subcommittee is looking at putting money towards constructing a new park near the hospital. The park would include benches, landscaping, and possibly a gazebo or small playground. Art hopes that other cities will take note of the success and benefits of Kirkland Senior Council and form their own. Senior Council has already received strong interest from Mercer Island, Redmond, and Bellevue. In the future, we hope to have a senior-friendly network in the Puget Sound area. Past Senior Council member Danielle Sunin lives at home with her 76-year-old father and 10-year-old son. When her father first moved in, Danielle had some initial concerns about taking on more day-to-day responsibilities and finding enough time for both her father and her son.
My son, of course, you know, needs me on a regular basis. And my father, although we're very fortunate that he's physically in excellent shape and mentally fine, he does need help with things.
Although Danielle finds herself torn between her father and her son at times, she is also enjoying the benefits of intergenerational living.
By living together, you have an opportunity to get to know each other, I wouldn't say as equals, but more on an equal footing. And for me, I've gotten to be able to appreciate him for the man he is, not just as my dad. And he's had an opportunity to get to know me as the mom and the woman and business person that I am.
The Senior Council has given Danielle the opportunity to reach out and support others who are in similar situations.
In terms of what the Senior Council can and actually has done for people in my situation, one of the biggest things was the Baby Boomer Expo. We decided to put on this expo that would try to bring together baby boomers and their parents and answer a lot of the questions that I had and other people in my position have about the services available for seniors, the housing options available. And we also wanted to make sure that it had some immediate benefit for our seniors, so we had a rather large health screening, free health screening segment of the expo.
Danielle has found her experience on the Senior Council to be rewarding.
It's a great group of people. I have just felt honored to serve with them. They are all very committed to serving seniors in our community. A lot of them are involved in senior health care and different aspects of serving seniors already. And I just have learned something from every person on the Senior Council.
Senior Council members are adults who come from all walks of life, both younger and older than 50, employed or retired. We volunteer 2 to 6 hours per month for a term of 3 years. I urge anyone interested in this worthwhile endeavor to contact us. We welcome and need any and all of your questions, comments, and suggestions. Call Dana LaRue at the Kirkland Senior Center or email us at the address shown.
As a member of the baby boomer generation, Kathy Holtquist knows that people her age have their own concerns about the future. She is working on the Senior Council to address some of these issues.
I think the issues are more projecting what could be. Will there be Social Security? Will Medicare still exist? Will there be providers to take Medicare? I think it's more about resources. Will there be resources available? And what direction will healthcare be going in?
Kathy is making efforts to ensure that the Senior Council will continue to identify and meet the needs of both seniors and soon-to-be seniors.
We really want to hear from everybody in the Kirkland community about not only what fears and needs they're anticipating with aging, but currently what are they experiencing.
Another one of Kathy's goals on the Senior Council is to increase outreach to minority groups in Kirkland.
What I know about Kirkland, for instance, the Hispanic group is one of the fastest growing, but they're one of the underutilizers of services. And so to understand that means you need to go to that community and understand why is that.
To reach out to seniors in minority groups, Kathy goes directly to the source. Lydia Lingenfelder, a Hispanic senior, believes the main reason Hispanic seniors don't utilize senior services is because they're not confident with their English.
Most of them don't speak some words, but they are very intimidated because they feel they are so impressed or something that they have to be doing everything right and perfect.
Alicia Del Cuerzo is a senior from Peru. When she first moved to the United States, she was battling Parkinson's disease and couldn't walk. Alicia is not fluent in English, but was still able to receive much-needed medical attention. She is now happy and recovering, enjoying her life at the Senior Center.
I started coming to this place and eating and making friends, and all the people are very nice and friendly. We started doing exercises and dancing, and now I am completely satisfied with what I am doing at this moment because I'm able to walk and dance, and I eat with all my friends around.
But not all minority seniors are as lucky as Alicia.
I'm concerned about the people that haven't been able to get the same benefits that I have had. I know a lady that fell and distorted her knee, and she has been going to the doctors and hospitals, but she hasn't been able to receive a surgery or anything she needs. I would like to advise the people in charge to look into more people that need the same service I have been receiving, so they can experience the blessings and benefits I have been experiencing.
I believe the better life will be to know themselves better, with knowing that there is always somebody like this organization or others to go for help when they need it. Because when they need the help that they cannot reach, then they isolate themselves.
Outreach is the biggest issue, meaning letting people know that we are here. We, not just the senior council, but services for seniors are here for them and to do outreach and possibly in their language. Kirkland just published a resource guide for the residents of Kirkland. It's in 6 different languages. It's those sorts of things that we need to do to do adequate outreach.
The Senior Council hopes to continue adding to their accomplishments in the future.
I think in our 3rd year of existence, we're going to hit perhaps a little different stride. We're going to pick a few specific targets, really work on them in depth with goals and deadlines, and accomplish perhaps even more than we have in the past.
What they have to give is a forum and a lot of energy and enthusiasm, a team to work with.
The benefits, the partnership, the friendship is very nice, the hospitality, the communication is very nice.
I really believe in lifelong learning, and this is a learning opportunity for me.
I think it opens up a lot of information resources for people that they need to know about.
I would encourage anyone who's interested in senior issues to get involved. It's a wonderful group of people.
The Senior Council's accomplishments will vary and increase with time. We welcome the diversity and richness of your experiences and invite all of you to join us in helping make Kirkland a better place to live. Once again, I urge anyone interested in this worthwhile endeavor to contact us. We encourage and need any and all of your questions, comments, and suggestions. Call Dana LaRue at the Kirkland Senior Center or email us at the address shown.
It's a delight to live in a city like Kirkland that has a senior council dedicated to the well-being and health of our senior population. And as always, our city council values input from our citizens. So any ideas you have that could be put into effect that would enhance our senior population's quality of life would be much appreciated. Thank you.